Happy New Year.
Not New Year's yet. It's not New Year's yet.
Happy New Year.
Okay, folks. He's hyped for the New Year's bash.
I'm sorry. I guess if you listen to the sound of my voice at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that means we're just a little bit short. But Talk Losing Here, the podcasting beast from the East with the Professor John Adrian Gotti, whose phone just went off because he's such a busy man. I assume that's a take somewhere online, or him getting his shifter on, maybe his Woj on. Wow.
But probably how you doing, more shifter than Woj. just because the NBA is nothing but hot takes, so.
Oh God. But leave a message on Guy King of
RG. I'm not much of a hot take person.
Wow. John Gotti there, the cleaner, ladies and gentlemen, the Terminator. That's right. Professor Omega, how you doing there, sir?
You know, I'm feeling blessed because I am the wise man of our tribal chief, the head of the table, the podcasting beast, the bad boy, the reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting champion of the world, the Sultan of Squat, Los Tranquilo, on the last day of the year in 2021. Your friend and mine, Doc Leisner. Happy Friday, man.
Happy mother flipping Friday. We made it. We made it.
I figured the meteor would have finally struck us during 2021 with the way that people were acting. So,
wow.
You know, wow. I guess small miracles for us actually getting to the next year is celebratory in a sense.
Big fact.
Because people were wilding this year.
I can agree with that. I can definitely agree with that. But we had some sports, man. As usual, right? This is what we do. We do sports. Sports, sports, sports. What's our favorite TV channel? ESPN. ESPN yeah, News. It's not, it's Emmys. Not. I was just quoting the Lil Wayne song. I'm sorry.
But
Johnny, we had some great news breaking in the evening that San Antonio Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon getting the nod to become the Las Vegas Aces.
Yes, they're finalizing a five-year deal. And she'll be coaching one of your favorite WNBA players, actually. How apropos.
Exactly, which I think is going to be interesting to see how this goes, man. I think she should do very well there. You know me, I mean, Liz is one of the best. She's still pretty young. She's only been in the league for 4 years. So she has an opportunity to still play very well at a high level. And they have some pretty other talented girls. It's just going to be a matter of letting Becky go ahead and bring that talent out of them.
This is true. Becky Hammon, who, you know, by herself has a Hall of Fame career, but has so much hype. With her getting a few chances to coach the Spurs during some preseason games. And if, you know, of course, Greg Popovich getting ejected out of the game, he usually assigns her to be the one to lead the way. But, I mean, it'd be great to see what she has once she gets free range of an entire franchise. I'm really happy for Becky Hammon. She was one of my favorite WNBA players, especially when she played with the Liberty. I can't wait to see it. But unfortunately, with these great news, of course, there's always going to be people out there online just saying the most, trying to take something positive and absolutely drizzle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous. Like some of the things that I was reading, because I was following this all night before Shams first broke the news. First of all, shout out to Shams for breaking the news. Again, not finalized yet. They're finalizing it, so it's not set in stone yet. But I mean, he was talking about, oh, she, like, they're talking about the salary that she may be getting, because she's going to be the highest paid coach in the WNBA. So they're like, oh, well, you know, it's just some stupidity. Like, absolute stupidity. People were like, well, I thought she was going to replace Popovich when he retires. I'm like, this is why speculation is only holds so much weight. Like, you want her to do that, but it's sure. never in the cards to do that. That's but I'm true. Really happy for her, though.
Of course.
44 years old, and, you know, now she's getting her shot to lead a team. And like Doc was saying, the Las Vegas Aces is a pretty good team. Of course, with Liz, one of his favorite players. And, you know, all this means is she has the opportunity to elevate this franchise to the next level.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, but sticking, you know, with that.
Unfortunately, rate, now people are going to be looking at all Spurs game under such a microscope for the rest of the season.
I don't think so. Nobody's watching the Spurs at this particular time, which is very unfortunate because they do have some pretty solid players still. But it's okay. I don't think the Spurs will. I mean, they'll miss Becky, but, you know, I think people they, under
they
that pop
of they have tree. A strong exactly. coaching staff. So
exactly,
it's not like, and it's not to say that they won't miss her presence. It's not that. Mm-hmm. It's just they have such a strong nucleus, which is something that we used to say about their players. You know, now they're trying to rebuild to build that new nucleus, but like
mm-hmm.
their coaching. Pop's coaching tree is deep.
It is.
You know, we always talk about, you know, Belichick's coaching tree and Andy Reid's coaching tree. Pop's coaching tree is really deep.
Oh, I know.
I know you know, but, Doc, but you want me to tell you what you also know, too? We also have some football today.
We do have some football today.
Doc is hyped about this football. I mean, he was so hyped that he watched the games yesterday. That's how hyped he was. But today we have the two big games.
Yeah, I'm just happy that they're early, you know, because these games sometimes can run pretty late. So we got the college football playoffs starting today with the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl. We got Alabama playing Cincinnati at 3:30, the first game, too.
Yep. Alabama's at a 13.5 point favorite, too.
13.5 points.
And if I know about the NFL this season, whenever there's a team that has a two-touchdown spread like this, it's usually pretty bad.
Two tutties. But then we got Michigan versus Georgia, which I think all both games should be good.
I think both games Michigan versus really Georgia good.
In the Orange Bowl at 7:30. I think that should be also a good game. But we got some other good games today. Actually, in about 50 minutes, Wake Forest is going to play Rutgers.
Yep.
And at 12 noon Eastern, Washington State is going to play Central Michigan. So that should be a good game as well. And, of course, some games tomorrow. Yeah, a lot of games tomorrow. Lot of games. We're going to have a good, fun-filled, packed weekend of sports. If you're a football fan, you're going to be in for a treat. But, Johnny.
Wait, we didn't do our predictions for these two games.
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, I was like, I was trying to make sure we don't glaze over this.
No, I wasn't going to glazer you. I was going to say.
Did you just pick a Jay Glazer pun? You know what? That's good. I like that. That was good.
John Gotti, we got Cincinnati.
That was good. He got talent.
We got Cincinnati. We got Alabama. Who do you got?
My brain is telling me Alabama, but my soul wants it to be Cincy. So I'm going to go with my soul and go with the Bearcats.
I can understand that. I'll just stick with the real damn Tide. I'll go with my mind.
Again, my mind knows. Yeah, but I'm going to go with my soul and hopefully, you know, my soul cries out.
I would love for it to be Cincinnati versus Michigan, but I'm just not sure.
Is that your prediction for the second game?
No. I think we're going to get an SEC championship rematch, unfortunately.
I don't want it to go with Georgia. I'm going with Georgia.
I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be.
I know Michigan's riding high and they, you know, beat some really, really tough cookies, but Georgia's on another level, man. Mm-hmm. Like that Georgia defense is hounding. Wink, wink, because they're Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to stick with Georgia with this one.
I get it. Now Michigan did come in that game and beat up on Ohio State that one time.
Ohio State is who we thought they were, though.
That's true. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Alabama and Georgia. We'll get the rematch that the committee really wants to see. Like I said, if they really didn't want to see that in the championship, they would have put them versus each other today.
Oh, I know. It's like we keep saying about wrestling. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
But that's why I want Cincinnati to win.
I agree. just really quickly here, I found it funny that the media, we talked about media really quickly, and we talked about the Jags coaching decisions or coaching candidates starting to come out. I know the former Eagles coach, Doug Peterson, supposed to be talking with them yesterday, I believe, but Byron Leftwich was asked about the vacancy yesterday. And he said he thought it was disrespectful to the Jets or whoever the new coaches who are being, I guess the candidates that are being interviewed, it would be disrespectful for them to talk about a team they're interviewing for while preparing for a game. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
It is pretty rough.
Yeah.
That's... I really think it's disrespectful to the Jets or whoever you're playing this week. When you're talking about things that really has nothing to do with Sunday's game.
Nope.
So it's pretty crazy that some people might do that or think that that's cool. But that goes back to what you were saying yesterday about like the Bills reporter asking that valid question, I thought.
Still going on.
It's neither here nor there. But, Johnny, we also had the finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The 2022 finalists, some really, really good names. We got Jared Allen, defensive end. We got Willie Anderson, the offensive tackle. Rondae Barber, of course, the defensive back. One of my favorite tackles, Tony Boselli. Safety, Leroy Butler, who dominated during those years of the Packers winning that championship. Devin Hester, which I was kind of surprised with Devin Hester. But he is one of the best kick punt returners of all time.
Yeah.
Torrey Holt, the wide receiver, Andre Johnson, wide receiver, Sam Mills, the linebacker, Richard Seymour.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Zach Thomas, an absolute beast. DeMarcus Ware, beast. Reggie Wayne, absolute beast. Patrick Willis probably can still play to this very day.
I think he can still play. And I know it was injuries that caused him to retire, but.
Yeah. And Bryant Young. The defensive lineman for the 49ers all those years. Really, really good list of individuals. They had 122 nominees and trimmed it down to 26. And now we have this group right here, which I think is
very awesome. Great list. How many usually go in?
I'm about to say it's eight.
Okay.
I want to say 8
And
to
we
10.
Have 3 first-timers on this list as well, too. Andre Johnson, DeMarcus Ware, and Devin Hester. Do you think one or all will make it this year? I don't think Andre Johnson will make it in first time.
Yeah,
I do think Devin Hester is going to make it the first time.
He did change the game, man. He changed the game. There's no question about it. I could see that. Andre Johnson probably.
I could see Devin Hester being the only first timer getting in there.
Out of this list, if I had to choose.
Gun to your head, Doc. You gotta pick 8.
I would choose Willie Anderson, Tony Baselli.
Of course.
Torrey Holt.
Yeah.
Devin Hester. I probably would choose DeMarcus Ware. Zach Thomas.
Okay.
Richard Seymour.
Okay, one more.
Dang, I don't remember Sam Mills, so I'm having a hard time. I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know if Rondé's going to get in yet.
I don't think so.
Yeah. They might give it to Patrick Willis.
So no Reggie Wayne?
No, not yet.
Wow.
Yeah, they wouldn't give it to 3 receivers, I don't think. I think Torrey Holt and Devin Hester would probably be it.
Well, they're going to have Devin Hester be more of a returner than a receiver. Yeah. While he was absolutely blockbuster as a returner, he was not that good of a receiver. And that's nothing against him, but like it got pretty bad for a few seasons. But finalima. Not only do we have playoff clinching scenarios to talk about, we also have some game predictions to do too.
Let's do it, man. Let's do the game. You want to do the games first?
Yes, because we're going to do the playoff clinching scenarios as we're doing that as well, too.
All right. So the Washington football team has an opportunity to play the Spoilers versus the Eagles. I don't think they do it after last week's debacle. Although they're probably going to play better, I think the Eagles go ahead and get the win.
I also think the Eagles are going to get this win as well, too. The Washington football team are playing a shell of themselves. Even though, based off of the head-to-head matchup, the Washington football team have better stats offensively. It's just that they're just not playing the way that they should be playing right now. So I'm also going with the Eagles as well.
We got the LA Rams versus the Baltimore Ravens, which I don't even know. I don't even know who's
their
quarterback.
They're trying to spin the tale of Lamar has the potential to come back this week. But he has not practiced.
I'm going with the Rams.
I also go with the Rams.
I don't think it matters. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers headed to the Garden State to play the New York Jets. Who do you got, say?
I mean, the Jets, they've shown a lot of light now. And, you know, they had a pretty defining win last week as well. Their rushing attack is really good, but I'm still sticking with the Buccaneers. Why is he giving me that look?
Yes, the Bucs it is. I think they'll continue to stop the run and hopefully can create some turnover.
I'm pretty sure he would have gave me a tech if I didn't say the Bucs in this game.
No. We got the Miami Dolphins versus the Tennessee Titans.
This is going to be a good one.
It is. I'm actually going to go with the Dolphins. They're actually leading the league in sacks.
Yep.
And the defense is playing lights out. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins to make it to 9-7, win 9 games. I think 8 or 9. I think it's 9 games now. 9 games straight. Yes. And get to the playoffs.
Well, the Dolphins would win 8 games straight if they win this.
8 games straight. I thought so.
The Titans have the problem of being one-dimensional too much.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to add some diversity to their offense. And if they don't do that, they're going to lose this game. So I'm also going with the Dolphins.
We got the Jacksonville Jaguars headed to Foxborough to play New England. I think New England, Mac Jones looks over at Trevor Lawrence and says...
Oh, and the Titans would have won the AFC South if they won this week. So
we're going to go over that. You're mine. Okay. This is what Mac Jones is going to say to Trevor Lawrence. You're next. So I'm going to go with New England.
I'm going to go with New England too. Again, the Jaguars are just trying to keep their top picks. So that's all I got to say about that.
We got the Raiders. We got the Colts. This is a big, big game for both teams. Mm-hmm. Opportunity for both teams to finish 9-7 here.
Well, they got
at least go 9-7. Yeah. Go 9-7. You know, I mean, at this point, I don't know. This extra game could really hurt, but this also could knock some people out of the playoffs. But I'm going to go with the Colts.
I'm also going to go with the Colts too. Jonathan Taylor. It doesn't matter who's on QB, who's behind center. But they have Jonathan Taylor, and that defense is playing great. Darius Leonard's going to be coming back as well, too. I have to go with the Colts. They've been riding high.
Another big game. We got the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Cincinnati Bengals.
Now, this is a great test for both teams. On one hand, we have the Chiefs, who people are saying are back. The offense has been clicking. The defense has been playing way above expectation. And then you have the kitty goes Bial. Their defense is pretty stout when it decides to. Their offense definitely has some issues. But, I mean, 525 yards against, I mean, the shell of the former cell, the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I think this is going to be a very close game. This may end up being the highest scoring game of the weekend in NFL. But
I can see
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs. I want Kitty Goes Meow to win though, because I want them to clinch their division. That's the only reason why I want them to win it, so they can win their division. But I have.
I'm gonna choose the Bengals. I think the Chargers showed how to compete against the Chiefs, and I told you that Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert would be linked together forever.
If they lose in the same fashion, like
Now I feel like the Bengals. I feel like Joe Burrow is going to do what Justin Herbert could not do.
Ooh,
so I'm gonna go with the Bengals. Burrow this is a challenge.
Do what Herb don't. Dang.
Exactly. We got the Giants. We got the Bears. I'm going to go with the Bears.
But it doesn't matter because both teams are out the playoffs. And the Giants are trying to keep their top pick as well, too. So
they're just trying not to drizzle anymore. We got the Falcons. We got the Bills. Oh, I hate this team.
I'm going with the Bills. I'm not even going to give this an analysis. Yeah. I'm going with the Bills. The Bills should absolutely destroy the Falcons.
They should. They should.
That's why I said should.
Next, we got the Houston Texans versus the San Francisco 49ers. Oh, the Texans are so, you just don't know. Like
wishy-washy.
Yeah, you just don't know, man.
The fact that they had 4 wins is impressive. And that's bad.
The 49ers should win this game.
I will also go with the Niners as well, too.
Well, I don't know, because who's playing quarterback for the 49ers?
It's going to be Trey.
I thought he was out still. That's what I'm saying. So many questions.
No, it's marks. Trey.
Okay. I'm going to go with the 49ers. Just, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see if David General Mills will be able to get it done.
For my Mills.
Next, we got the Broncos versus the Chargers. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
I'm also going to go with the Chargers, but I'm going to err on the side of caution with them because they have been the best inconsistent team of the league. And that's not a compliment.
Oh, yeah. We got the Panthers. We got the Saints. Yikes.
I'm back. I'm back.
It depends. Into the L column. If Ian Book plays, I'm going to go with the Panthers.
If Ian Book plays, I'm still going to go with the Saints.
I'll go to the Panthers. Next, we got the Detroit Lions versus the Seattle Seahawks. They're saying potential last home game for Russell Wilson. I'll go with Seattle.
I'm going to go with Detroit.
Okay. Next, we got the Arizona Cardinals.
And I'm going to use the wrestling terminology. If it's your last day,
wow,
you got to do the job.
Arizona. We got the Arizona Cardinals versus the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas.
I'm going with them boys. It's hard to not go with them boys. The Cardinals have been playing just the drizzling the past 3 weeks. And anyone who, if they decide to play out of their world and beat Dallas at their own game, then more power to them. But until they can prove it to me, I'm going with them boys.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go with the Cardinals. I think Chandler Jones is going to show his head again today or that day. And sack Dak a few times. Lastly,
are you saying Chandler Jones going to injure Dak?
No. I didn't say that at all. Lastly, we got the Minnesota Vikings headed to Green Bay to try and get Dallas or Tampa that number one seed.
I will not forsake an Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to go with Green Bay as well.
And I don't think Green Bay is going to allow the Vikings to sweep them this season.
That would be something else, though. That would be something else.
Well, if the Vikings were making it into the playoffs, then, yeah, I could probably see that happening with what happened with Tampa, but they're not going into the playoffs.
But Johnny, let's go ahead and talk about these playoff scenarios. We just went over how and who is going to win this week 17 matchup, but we got some clinching opportunities, starting with the AFC.
Yes.
Buffalo is looking to clinch a playoff berth. They have to win and or get a tie. We can skip the tie because we've already said they're going to win. So let's go over the losses that need to occur. So we need the Baltimore Ravens, who I've already said are going to lose.
I also have them losing too.
Or tie. Or Chargers, who I have winning, to lose. I do have the Raiders losing, though. So they do have that. But I don't think Buffalo is clinching a playoff berth this week.
I think they are, since we both have Buffalo and Baltimore. Well, Buffalo winning and Baltimore losing. So I think that's going to be a scenario that's going to lead to them clinching.
I just feel like now that we see this, Baltimore might be like, not so fast. But maybe you're right, though. Buffalo gets in. Bengals can clinch the AFC North division with a win, Johnny.
I know. This is why I wanted them to win, but it hurts.
So they need a win, and then they need a tie. It's not happening. Their Baltimore loss or tie, or a loss and a Cleveland-Pittsburgh tie. I believe the third one more than second one, honestly.
You know what? I kind of believe the third one too. Yikes. But I want Cincinnati to win the AFC North, though. I think they deserve it with the way that they've been playing this year.
Yeah, but Cincinnati would clinch a playoff berth. I'm assuming this means win or tie. I don't know why this.
Yeah.
Just say tie, but with the Chargers loss, Raiders loss, and a Miami loss, or Chargers, Raiders, plus New England loss, or oh my god, these stupid ties. Chargers, Raiders tie, New England ties, Miami ties, and then a Buffalo win over Baltimore. Los Angeles loss, tie, New England loss, plus a Miami win, plus a Buffalo win. Oh my god, it's a lot. So I don't know. Cincinnati just has to win.
Win. Just win.
So baby. if they win, they clinch the division.
Yes. And they're automatically they clinch the playoff. Yep.
Yeah. So hopefully that's just what they do.
I would never be so happy to be wrong.
The Colts actually clinch a playoff berth with just a win.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome. It's awesome. Then they need a Baltimore loss and a New England loss, a Baltimore loss, Miami loss, and all that other crap.
Yeah, so that's winning, if they end up tying against the Raiders.
And that's not going to happen.
No.
Kansas City Chiefs can clinch the number one seed, only first round bye and home field advantage with a win and a Tennessee loss, or a tie and a Tennessee loss.
And I have the number one happening, so based off my predictions.
Yeah, based on my predictions. New England clinches playoff berth with a win and a Miami loss, or a win and a Raiders loss. Then you got the tie scenarios with Miami losing still, the Raiders losing, and the Chargers losing, or Baltimore losing. Then you got the Raiders losing, Chargers losing, Baltimore losing, and Pittsburgh losing.
That's a lot of losses.
Or, yeah. Or.
Which is funny because I actually have all four of those teams losing in my prediction.
See, no, I don't have the, yeah, I don't have the Chargers losing. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. Well, we didn't talk about Pittsburgh and Cleveland just yet. So, no. But I assume you're going to choose Cleveland.
We'll wait for that.
Oh, God. Next, we got the Tennessee Titans.
Wait, actually, we do need to make that prediction because are we going back on Monday?
Yeah, what's Monday?
Okay. I just had to make sure. I had to make sure that people hear that.
Monday's like light years away. Like, what's today?
Today's Friday.
Monday's like the whole third. Like, we got nothing to do on Monday, do we? We got something to do on Monday? Oh, okay. You can beat me there. We got the Titans who clinched the AFC South Division with a win, an Indianapolis loss, or both teams tie.
Yep. So right now, those two teams required the other team to basically lose.
Which I have Tennessee losing, so.
Yep.
So Tennessee would clinch a playoff berth, a tie, a Chargers loss, a Baltimore loss,
mm-hmm.
a New England loss.
Yep.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens. I don't think that's going to happen for them. It's very unfortunate.
And on the NFC side, it's not
as... I don't think you got it, pal.
...convoluted as the AFC, because we have five teams already clinching a spot in the big dance. So we really have just three slots really remaining. But here are all the scenarios. We have the Green Bay Packers clinching the number one seed with, of course, the first round bye. If they win and Dallas loses, if they tie, Dallas loses, the Rams lose, and the Bucks lose. Or if they tie, Dallas loses, the Rams tied, and the Bucks lose.
We'll have to wait until next week for that.
It's going to be week 18.
Yeah, that's not happening. I mean, it would be great if the Packers lose, though.
Doc would love that. He would love for his team to have an extra week off.
Yeah, I would. That extra week. Great opportunity to heal up.
Then we have the Los Angeles Rams, who will clinch the NFC West, aka Murderer's Row, with a win and a Cardinals loss, or if they tie and the Cardinals lose, which we have happening, the first scenario.
Yeah, we do. Well, I don't know. I chose the Cardinals because I said Chandler Jones, so they may not. They might not clinch. It's very unfortunate.
The Eagles clinch a playoff berth, which is wild. With the win, a Minnesota loss or tie, and a Saints loss or tie. Them winning, the Vikings lose, the Niners lose. The Niners win, sorry. They tie, the Vikings lose. Vikings lose and the Falcons lose. I know the Falcons are like way below, but it's all about strength of schedule and stuff. Or Eagles tie, Vikings lose, Saints tie, Falcons lose, and the Niners win. And finalement, the Niners clinch a playoff berth with them winning and the Saints losing.
Big shot.
If they tie, the Vikings lose or tie, the Saints lose, and the Falcons lose. And I have number one happening.
Yeah.
No, I don't have number one happening. I have the Saints winning.
Yeah, you do have the Saints winning. I don't know. That's a rough one. These are some rough ones, man.
Yeah.
This
is a little bit more concrete than the AFC. The AFC is going to go down to week 18 for a lot of.
Which I'm pretty excited about. I think that's why they added the extra week of football. I'm pretty happy for what we got out of this extra week, shortening the preseason. Unfortunately, COVID,
Corona Chan
reared its ugly head, but we made it to the end.
The end of our story.
Gotcha. But Johnny, I know that people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform, but if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in next week as we go over these games as well as the news, the analysis, and the reads.
Oh, thank you.